Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Good morning, Jim Jack Jackie.
Hola, Matthew.
How it is?
Quite well. How are you?
That should save it. You really want to know how I am?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
Please tell me.
I'm irritated.
Whoa. Why? I'm going to give you a big country. Why?
Let me do the weather before I forget it.
Okay.
Because Hendrix, our alien boss, would... Guys, people out there didn't know what the weather was going to be. We didn't do it today.
Oh, that's no joke.
How are they supposed to find out if you don't tell them?
Today, partly cloudy, high of 57. Right now, it is clear and 36 degrees in Greer, South Carolina. So, I don't have anything to eat today. That's why I'm pissed off.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
at the mercy of the machine downstairs.
Oh, yeah, I'd be mad, too.
I'm real, real mad about it. And I realized it. You know how we said the other day, when you leave the house in the morning or whenever you leave and you left your phone at home and you get, there's a certain part in your route. If you go that far, you're like, forget it all. I just can't go back now.
No time to turn back now.
I hit that point this morning with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And I thought of my options as far as time was concerned or whatever. It's like, I ain't going to go get a donut or nothing or, you know, I mean, I would rather not eat at all than to get something that don't fall within my regimen of what I want to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as I was on my way to work, just saying, okay, we'll get through this. Even if they have like a nut, they have a nut selection down there in the machine now. They have nuts and raisins and stuff.
Yeah.
And they take a debit card.
Yeah, get some of them cars.
As Fat Boy so joyfully alerted us with. Which
yeah.
I think that's awesome. I don't know why you have machines now that take dollars or coins at all.
We've been asking forever.
Yeah. So
it'd be somebody else's idea.
On the way here, I was saying, okay, well, there's some options. And then it hit me. And I was like, you know, I try to be somebody that forgives and forgets.
Well, you forgot.
I do.
You forgot.
I was reminded this morning as I drove to work and I got to that point where I was like, I ain't going to have nothing to eat. And I don't, nothing against y'all listening, but after the Fat Boy incident, I don't trust food that walks in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's brought here by a representative from that restaurant. I just don't. Fat Boy got a box of donuts that a guy had worn.
He had worn them on his stuff.
And then after Fat Boy started eating these donuts, Fat Boy got an email and that guy was wearing them.
Yeah.
Literally where you'd think he would be.
Yeah.
So that's out the window as far as that goes.
Unless it's somebody we know well.
Unless it's somebody I know well. But then again, look, Jeremy Clements has messed with our cars before pranking us. And
yeah.
I figured I could trust him as far as I could throw him. And that's pretty far.
That's pretty far. You can throw him away.
I really had. I could. I could do that at the medieval games. Slang Clements.
Yeah.
Slanging jugs. Jug.
It's a jug toss.
Yeah. There you go. There we go. That's what he can do in the offseason.
So what's your solution? Some snack mix?
So I started to think, and so I'm trying to forgive and forget, but it hit me again, that explosion in my mind. Damn you, Tyler Florence.
Oh, boy.
Damn you.
Oh, yeah. That's, man, like years and years and years he's owed us food, never came through.
And here's the thing. People say, and a therapist told me this, like, if you can't remember the details, it's not that important. And as I get older, I'm thinking, well, hell, nothing's important then, because I can't remember crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we did a contest one time called My Most Famous Friend. And what we would do, whatever the concert was, I don't remember what the concert was. But we had, you would get your most famous friend to call in and say, hey, my name is, you know, Tyler Florence. And I'm calling in for We found out was his brother. His brother listened to us up in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Florence, the famous chef on Food Network and Food Truck Race and all that stuff.
Native of Greenville.
Yeah, native of Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, look, this is Tyler Florence. My brother listens to the show. He wants to go to this concert. What's it going to take to end this contest now? It's like, well, you're probably the most famous person it's called so far. He said, well, what if I throw in breakfast? Well, I'll come to Greenville one morning, be on your show, and cook you guys breakfast live on the show. And
he lied about it.
It never happened.
I hadn't thought about it in years.
But from time to time, you think about it, though, don't you?
Well, just now I did.
I thought about it again just now.
I probably never would have thought about it for the rest of my life, except that you remembered it.
And it reheated the coals, didn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, let me fan them. Let me fan them flames, because I want Tyler Florence to come here this morning and cook us breakfast.
Maybe he's not been back.
It's, yeah, that Greenville.
I know.
Everybody's been back.
It's the food mecca.
And Cappy moved here.
Especially if you're a chef, you come back because it's all the good food here.
That's right. Yeah. Drive-ins and whatever the show. Guy Fieri, he came to Gaffney years ago. You know?
He's going
to
come up later.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs or?
Sports.
Oh, I see.
Is he bringing food?
Hot dogs.
I haven't.
But look back to this.
Yeah.
Nothing against his brother, because Tyler made the promissory note live on the radio that he would come in and cook us breakfast. And no, did we put a time limit on it? No, we didn't.
No, I guess eventually he will.
Eventually, we will have breakfast from Tyler Florence cooked live on the show. Otherwise, we have to rescind the concert tickets that his brother went to already.
Yeah, he's already been, though.
He owes us concert tickets, is what I'm saying.
We can't take them back, and we don't remember what it was even.
Tyler should put us on one of his Food Network shows, so I would take that in honor in exchange for the breakfast.
I just want to sit in the background and eat. I don't even want to talk.
Yeah, I'll be a taste tester.
Yeah, I just want to sit there and eat.
An amateur judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's still pretty big in the food game?
Yeah, he's got like 14 shows.
Oh, is he still on TV and stuff?
Yeah, he's got a show with that lady. It looks like Susan Powder that's a cook, too. Yeah. And he's got the food truck road race, or whatever it's called. That's actually a fun show. I used to watch it.
I can't get into
America.
Food shows, man.
Well,
I don't like
what?
To watch. I don't like to watch
that
other
is
people
crazy.
Eat. Like I don't like. Why do you get to eat and I don't? I don't like it.
He doesn't cook. It makes sense.
I don't
yeah,
like
but
to
he
watch
loves to eat.
I don't like to watch cooking shows.
You watch porn?
Yeah. I mean, cooking
is not the same, huh?
That's not boring. Cooking shows are.
What if it was naked cooking shows? Would that get you?
Only if you were
you
like frying bacon.
Where there's a little chance of some pain involved.
That's exciting. Yeah, naked bacon frying is excitement.
BDSM cooking.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's kinky.
My King Joffrey, I got to watch you suffer a little.
Oh,
beat you
like
with my
that.
Scepter.
Well,
shoot arrows through you.
I have kind of a long-ish day today. I got some stuff to do after I leave here.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of a
long ish,
day.
Not the edited word for the S word.
I brought some lunch. I mean, you can have some if you want some pollock and zucchini and squash and tomatoes and onions and peppers.
You know, I look.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers, huh?
I'm not a beggar. I'm just a complainer and a bitcher and a moaner.
Might I offer you a cherry Coke, but it's not diet?
I got drinks.
All right. How about some chips?
Okay.
I might be able to come up with some chips.
Chips ain't breakfast,
Matt. What do you mean come up with chips?
We've got chips in the office, Todd and I.
Well, they got the machine downstairs.
I'm trying to help you so you don't starve right now.
They have pretzels, as I would call them when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Pretzels.
I got nuts on the desk. You want nuts?
You know, I don't know where your nuts have been.
In the jar.
And that's a shoot, brother. It really is. In a jar.
On the desk.
He's got peanut butter, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nah, he's got the nuts.
So if you know Tyler Florence, let him know that I'm not trying to start a Twitter feud or anything like that.
You tell Tyler Florence.
That's his name.
Tyler Florence, yeah.
Okay. I thought I was saying it wrong.
No. I was just saying you tell him.
I would let Tyler Lawrence come in here and cook us breakfast in exchange for that, if he knows him.
Who the hell is that?
The quarterback for Clemson.
Oh goodness.
Come on.
Play along. Come on.
Almost.
You missed the table read last night. This is what you get. What does your long day entail?
I just got a few things to do after I leave here.
Well, you can't just plant little seeds like that and make us walk away.
I brought lunch. That's all.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Well, thank you. Oh, you're packed for the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Well, then I can't do that because then you'd go hungry later.
Well, I'll find something.
Are we meeting today? Do we have a meeting today?
Yes.
Huh? Yes?
Yes. Most likely. That signs point to yes.
Okay. All right, good.
Should be 8 ball.
Yeah, you know, picking basketball, huh?
Yeah, so listen. what are the rules on that? Because I said this yesterday, and I said it tongue-in-cheek, kind of somewhat maybe, that I don't know anything about basketball, but mm-hmm. I'm all up for just having fun and doing a little competition kind of thing, knowing very well that I cannot win the prize.
Mm-hmm. You can't. You can't win anything awesome from Dave.
Well, why are we doing it then? I mean, what the competition's gone. I'm a competitive person.
We do it to brag. Other people do it to win.
I'm not a braggart. Bragging's not in what I do. So I went in and did my things yesterday.
Yeah.
When can you go back and change them and edit them? I mean,
can.
You can.
I'm looking at mine right now. Like right now, I could pick, Duke to lose in the first round if I really wanted to.
Well,
see, the games are tonight. First four.
So mm-hmm. up until what? So the whole thing we're talking about is the 2019 March Bracket Challenge presented by Dave and Buster's. It's really cool. It's just like, your traditional brackets for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And all these great prizes you can win, concert tickets, gift cards. Wow, that right there would be freaking awesome right there. The whole Dave and Buster's Happy Hour package. Yeah. Damn. You bring 20 guests, you get apps and unlimited private room and unlimited game cards. Damn.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Let me get that.
You can get those Masterbuilt smokers, too.
Tickets to see Hart? Now, you think I'm poking fun. I would love to go to that. I love Hart.
You'd love to go see Hart?
I want him to do Barracuda at the beginning and the end.
Ooh.
Acoustic Barracuda. Acoustic Barracuda.
Barracoustic.
Bare acoustic.
There you go.
That's why you're so good, Jay.
So clever. Yeah.
Shinedown tickets. 12. You can't make this up, folks. 12 pairs of socks.
Yep.
Kent Wool socks. So those are those expensive ones that are, I think, are like the outdoor socks.
Oh, yeah.
If you couldn't see Hart, could you settle for the female two-piece Barracuda?
Barracuda.
Just the total value of the grand prize is $1,375.
Damn.
That's nice.
Pretty stout.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all.
Nice socks. Do you get that Greenworks 40-volt cordless string trimmer?
Yeah.
Man, those things are awesome. Unless you got, like, a lot of weeds to eat.
Uh-huh.
If you just have, like, regular amount.
A lot of weeds to
eat. Those things are awesome because they weigh, like, 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to mix gas and oil.
God, I want to quit and re-enter the contest.
You still have time to do that, Fat Boy. So up until tip-off, it says here at the top, the tournament starts in 2 days and 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I have up to 2 days then.
Okay. So after the games tonight, you can see who's going to get smoked by Duke or whoever in the first round.
Yeah.
Okay, because the reason I asked is I went through and did my brackets yesterday. To be honest, I went through kind of quick and blah, blah, blah. But because I had a cheat system. I had Googled what other people said was mm-hmm. going to win. And I went in and did my thing. After I finished, little did I know that the cheat sheet I was using was for women's NCAA basketball.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All my seeds are all messed up.
Yeah.
And there's even people that I picked that aren't even playing.
No.
On the men's division.
You can't do that.
I don't know how I did that.
You can't do that. Bless. The teams.
Well,
are
somehow I did that.
Bless you.
I don't know what you.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you playing the right game?
Sign up at the right site.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
I'm just
finding out if I can go back and change it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You made me feel better, honestly.
Why? How'd you pick yours, Paige?
Mine,
Eeny, meeny?
No, I picked the teams that I was familiar with and that I heard something about, but I'm not sure, and I'm going to if I can change them, like Jimmy said, I'm going to do it, because mm-hmm. I'm not sure. The only thing I know about is Duke and Zion Williamson. I'm sorry.
The blowout with the shoe,
I'm
right?
Sorry.
That's what everybody knows him for. Oh, the kid who blew out his Nikes.
And Michigan, I've heard a little bit about that. Gonzaga, I've heard about them. So, but I don't really know, like, Kentucky or anything that they're doing, and I've heard a little mm-hmm. bits and pieces, but I don't know who's going to take it all.
Well, our sports information director probably doesn't either. But do you, Fat Boy? Is this a thing where you don't want to reveal who you picked?
I picked Michigan State.
To win?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't watch the other teams. It's tough for me to get into college, man, because the NBA is a lot better.
Nobody's going to beat Zion. It's just, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but Duke's got like three guys and no bench. Yeah, they'll slip up somewhere.
Zion is, I mean, he's a force.
Ain't God not.
He's a force of nature.
That was a good movie.
Force of nature. All right, so I can go back to 933. They're playing. So you think I'm doing this as a bit right now, but I'm actually going to go change.
I know, you into it, man.
My thing.
Like it.
Well, I have to be. I was told if I didn't do it, I was out of here.
You gone.
If anybody beats Duke, it'll be the Heels, right? Because it's basically the ACC tournament with more teams in it.
They got them twice already.
Yeah.
North Carolina, NERF. Right.
So I had Mercer winning the whole thing, but they're in that. I did the women's.
Yeah.
I did the women's bracket.
UC Irvine has a good chance, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, Colgate and Iona.
Well, I had Wright State and then Rice going into that, and then Bethune-Cookman coming right in after taking out the Irish. But that was for the women.
If you don't have Abilene Christian in your Final Four, you're just screwed already.
I did. Yeah, I did. Or they lost out. All right, so I'll go back and change that. Is there a so just go to 933theplanetrocks.com, and then right there you'll see – I'll tell you how to see it. You'll see a basketball at the bottom, and then in the middle you'll see that Dave and Buster's logo.
Mm-hmm.
Click it. And do your brackets.
Get on in there, win some stuff, and compete against us.
Yes, that's right.
See how you do against us.
Even if we beat you, just have some fun knowing that we won't get the prize.
Yeah.
So you can still say, ha ha, bragging rights on y'all.
Ha!
Right.
Ha!
We're going to have some fun today. We're going to have some fun. I'm hoping we're have some fun. We got a brand new Truth and Consequences today. This one would be like an old-style war. This old girl thinks her man's cheating on her. Yeah, and she does. And she wants to find out today. So, it's all-encompassing now. It's Truth and Consequences. Mm-hmm. It's like appetizers or small plates or tapas. It's all together now.
Yes.
It's one race of bits. They do not identify by title.
Uh-uh.
It's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Truth and Consequences today. We'll find out some cheating's going on. Also, we'll, of course, do a lot of phones today as well. And the return of Blanking with Paige, a fun game that will possibly win you tickets to see the Black Keys in LaLanna coming up soon. So, keep these numbers handy to win and to call in and talk. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to head to Alabama and talk about a guy with a knife who tries to rob a store. Find out what happens next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Was he running with a knife? Because I was always told not to do that.
Yeah, your mom warned you.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out the details with that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everyone.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, gosh. Have I got a story for you? I like stories out of Alabama. We don't hardly ever do that. So here we go. A guy with a knife tried to rob a cashier in Alabama on Saturday. But unfortunately for this guy, the robber, 32-year-old Seth Holcomb, the cashier, pulled out a machete and locked the front doors, then ran after the guy. He was trying to get out. He broke down the doors and the cashier ran out and used the machete to smash up his car. And the whole thing was caught on security cameras. So not only did he not bring a big enough knife to rob the store, but the cashier had a bigger knife.
I thought you were going to say she's going to pull out like a sawed off. It's going to be the whole don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
No. That'd be
but
good,
damn.
Though.
Yeah.
I have a machete.
And smashing things, headlights, a windshield.
I have a sword at home that I keep. I'm not going to tell you where I keep it. I keep a sword at home.
You do?
Yeah. Is what I have a katana? No.
I don't remember.
It's the same one you have.
It's a Highlander sword, so I don't know if it's a katana.
Okay. Well, I can swing it around.
Like white European guys were using them, so I don't know if it's
just like a lightsaber.
You should see me.
I love that.
I no longer own a sword.
You know?
Uh-uh.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh. You lost your sword?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't like a weapon sword, really. It was just a display sword.
Yeah, it was a wall hanger.
If you hit somebody with it, it probably would break off.
Yeah.
The handle, I mean, would break, you know.
No.
Don't give it away.
Not mine. Mine was hand forged.
You have to make sure your weapon's better than anybody else.
That's right.
Like in this situation.
Mine's Gaelic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. So not only did this guy, he had a girlfriend, too. So the cashier also got into it with the guy's girlfriend, who also had a knife. It doesn't mention how long the knives were that the robber and the girlfriend had, but it wasn't. Is, you know, neither one of them were as big as a machete.
Yeah.
Which a machete's not that big. I mean, like this.
Well, hell. Some of them are pretty big. Yeah, I have
like
one of those, too, that's pretty big.
Yeah?
Uh-oh. Here it comes. 3, 2, pink elephant.
Bless
I told you.
You.
Pink elephant.
Woo.
It always works. Pink elephant.
All right. So the two of them drove off with a broken windshield, the broken headlight, and police stopped their vehicle and detained them without any further incident, a little shorter down the road. Whew. So amazingly, no injuries were reported in this situation, and nobody got
hacked up
because it would have been awful. But you better be careful. If you present a knife, make sure that you have enough to do some damage. Otherwise, someone's going to be having a larger weapon. You don't know what they're packing behind the counter.
That's true.
You got to be careful.
Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi or Carolinas,
no. Chicago?
I would just assume they had a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't.
What state would you not assume had a gun?
Yeah. Well, most places I'd assume have guns.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you work there, I would implore you to have one. Not employ you, but implore you.
Right. Yeah. Because you never know what can happen.
If you can legally carry one.
All right.
And your boss is cool with it.
So here's something that was kind of controversial yesterday.
I rescind that now. You check with your individual boss about that.
Yes, check with a manager or somebody.
Yeah, I don't know that you should do that.
Probably not.
I'm going to rescind that. Fat boy, take it off the podcast.
Yeah, and you know, most companies don't encourage you to go chasing after the robber.
That's true.
Yeah, because you could lose your job for that. We've heard stories about that before. Mm-hmm. Don't be a hero. Just give them the money and we'll be happy.
Yeah.
All right, so MySpace in 2009 employed 1,600 people. Now it staffs about 150. So yesterday this story broke. MySpace has lost every song that was uploaded to the site between the years of 2003 and 2015.
Who noticed that? I mean, how... you know what I mean?
So they announced that they lost 12 years worth of audio, videos, and pictures due to a, quote, botched server migration project. But people were saying that maybe it wasn't an accident, that it wasn't incompetence, that it sounds like they can't be bothered with the effort and the cost of migrating and hosting 50 million old MP3s. That's what people were saying, that they just deleted them. So.
But you remember Rupert Murdoch is who bought MySpace for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
What he bought. That's what you signed off on when you did a MySpace, is that you don't, unless it's the MySpace music gimmick that they had, you don't own it anymore. So that's why he bought it, was the content.
Yeah.
Unless they're trying to do like a warehouse fire and, you know, get the insurance money for it. Yeah. Oh, we lost all this content that we bought.
Yeah, is somebody out there going, oh, man, my music I haven't listened to in 12 years. What am I going to do now?
Right.
No, there's just smaller bands that had their music up there and, you know.
Well, shame on them for not.
They didn't preserve it properly, I guess.
They got a SoundCloud.
Change with the times.
Like this British rock band says, this makes me really sad. You know, they've lost all their music, but I'm thinking, well, you should have some other form of files in your computer than just leaving it on MySpace.
Did they just record it directly to MySpace? There's no masters or demos or any other recordings of this music or CDs or anything?
That I don't know. I don't know too much about their business.
Why do you think he bought that? Why would Rupert, this billionaire guy, buy this nothing?
Yeah.
This entity that is 05. Nothing.
Because he got a bargain on all that information on millions of consumers?
Yeah.
That's always been my thought on it.
Probably
you get such a bargain on all that.
All the stats.
All the information.
But
of
it's
all the
old stats now, though.
It is, but it wasn't as old when he bought it because he bought it, like, what, 10 years ago, roughly? I think. He bought it several
years ago. In 05, he bought it for $580 million.
Oh, yeah, it was fresh information.
Right, right before the financial crisis.
Yeah.
Might be some key info there.
Yeah.
And it was sold to a digital ad company, Specific Media, for $35 million.
So if you're a band now, is the first thing like, oh, let's make a song and then post it immediately?
No.
I don't know.
Not if you're a good one. Not if you, you know, I mean.
Like, do not try to, like, you know, copyrights and all that stuff.
I haven't dropped music in forever. I don't know how to do it anymore.
If you're,
which band?
If you're doing good stuff, you're not in a hurry. That, oh, man, we just got out of the studio. We got to post this right now from the studio. No, I don't think it works like that. If you're worth a blank.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be sad if you had, I mean, some pictures you probably, if they're important to you, like, you know, your children's pictures, you would keep copies of them. That wouldn't be your whole catalog of your life on Facebook or MySpace.
But when's
hopefully
the last
not.
Time you printed out social media pictures?
Never. I mean, really never. Yeah. I haven't been.
My sister took my Instagram 2 Christmases ago and printed it out into a book.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I had to take some of the pages out.
Well.
But I think I come from a generation where pictures are, I mean, we like to take pictures and post them, but, you know, hanging them on the wall and putting them in albums, not as important to us as it was to previous generations.
Right. It's weird because I remember my mom, Mary, had a wall of our school pictures, like a wall, like through the timeline. And I was like, this is too much of me. And that's me saying that.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody had the one grandma or aunt or somebody in the family. We just have an entire room that was floor to ceiling family photos of everybody and people you didn't even know who the hell they were.
And especially like people that have passed on. Like, I mean, you want to not forget them, but you don't want to constantly see their faces.
No.
In it, right? Like,
no, like, I'm good.
Put a futuristic picture of me on the wall with gray hair and, you know, likely in a wheelchair, something like that, sitting on a I want to see the future, not the past.
What am I going to look like later?
Yeah. They have apps for that now.
Yeah.
They have an app
filters and stuff, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Did they have an app to find Tyler Florence in my breakfast?
I wish.
Golly.
Find a meal.
Fat boy.
Yeah.
Let me stop you from your typing for a moment. What are you working on in sports?
Carlos Santana might be the worst teammate ever.
Or the best, if you're me.
For that, too.
We're talking about the ball player, not the great guitarist, correct?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. We'll get to that next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Carlos Santana. Not the Black Magic Woman Santana. Talk about the ball player. First base / outfield utility guy. He was the Philly last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about baseball last year? The Phillies sucked.
Yeah, they weren't good.
Awful. So bad that toward the end of the season in September, they lost their 9th consecutive game. I guess some guys maybe checked out. I don't know if the guys that were doing this were in the lineup or what, but guys were ducking in the locker room during the Braves game, back and forth playing Fortnite on the TV in the clubhouse during the game.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so Carlos Santana took a ball bat to the TV and smashed it.
Well, he should have.
He absolutely should have. Good for him.
That's the next. Remind me next time we get a wrestler in here, you know, an active one, to ask them when Raw or SmackDown is going on, what are they doing in the back? But I mean, if they're, you know, getting taped up and all that stuff or their makeup, whatever, but if they're, are they sitting there watching the show?
See, that's what I want to know because they talk about locker room morale in the WWE, but I don't see how that's a thing.
When I would do indie shows, the booker, or the promoter rather, would not pay until the end of the show because he didn't want everybody to leave. They wanted everybody to stay and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, last one I was on, you had to hound the guy for money.
Yeah, well, that's all the ones you've been on.
Following everywhere.
That is the one where the guy always gives you the envelopes in advance.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, you had to hound him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're the only one.
He must have forgot.
You should have been at the one in Anderson where we got locked in the athletic commissioner's office with a couple of wrestlers and they wouldn't leave until we got their money.
Is that when some speakers might have went home with some of the boys?
Turning my microphone off.
Yeah, you should.
I ain't saying a word.
Recuse yourself.
I'm recusing myself.
Well, let me make you feel old while you do it.
Please.
24 years ago to the day, 1995. Michael Jordan made the first comeback after leaving the NBA to become a baseball player, which some conspiracy theorists say Stern made him leave because of the alcohol and the gambling. Was a stain on the NBA.
They ever do a 40 for 40 on that?
No, but they're talking about the, well, see, they're doing the final season one. But that didn't come out until next year. And that's going to be good, but I don't know what all it's going to address.
It just doesn't make sense. But then again, if you're on top of the world and there's always been something you want to do and, like, you're the king and you're Michael Jordan and you're all these things and there's always been this inkling to go after and chase something, you're like, what do I have to lose? But then again, you find out all the gambling and all the alcohol stuff. People will start talking and write books and all this stuff.
Eventually the truth comes out.
Yeah.
It was... possibly, maybe, some people think might have been like an unspoken suspension from the NBA to protect MJ from any repercussions of his rampant gambling.
How about address that? How about address the cold envelope theory?
That's true, too, mystery? Man.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Daniel Stern should get on this right now.
you can't fold the corners. You had to freeze it.
I snorted at Daniel Stern. That was funny.
The Wet Bandits could solve this.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jordan. He's not in real threat of losing his top five spot in the all-time scoring list, but Dirk just passed Wilt Chamberlain. A lot of people forget about Dirk, but he's one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Legend.
Forgot about Dirk.
He might come back for another year.
You're a fan of his.
He's been all in with the man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Dirk head.
One of the greatest shooters ever.
Yeah.
Sixth all-time in scoring now. Just passing Wilt Chamberlain.
Is he still a Mav?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whole career. He played a little bit last night. See, he's sparingly now. He doesn't start all the time. He spot starts.
Mm-hmm.
Had some injury issues. D-Wade definitely done. He's swapping jerseys with people. They're giving him standing ovations on the road.
Oh, man.
But Dirk said he might come back.
He should call it a day.
Yeah, he wants to play with Doncic a little more.
Mm-hmm.
The pudgy 19-year-old who's been playing pro overseas since he was 13. I don't have time for anything else.
Come on, man.
I can't do it.
One more.
I can't, man.
A morsel?
Quick. Something real fast.
Okay.
Nine swords been found. That'll be in headlines later.
Yeah, not sports.
Guy Fieri is a huge Warriors fan.
Yeah. You teased me on this.
Almost forgot. So Stephen Curry had Under Armour make custom sneakers, not for Guy Fieri, but for his son.
Yeah. Are they black at the bottom and then like blonde up top, sticking straight up.
I don't even know if they got flames on them or what, or if they got, you know, blonde hair sticking out of the soles.
Yeah.
But it all happened on Twitter. You know, they're going back and forth. Guy Fieri must be bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
All these chefs must be bigger than I think.
They named a car after the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
If your kid gets shoes, but maybe that shows you how shoes don't really sell these days. Nobody's going out and buy these new KDs that are about to come out look awful.
Hmm.
Oh, it's like you just...
A lot of new tennis shoes look awful.
Went through nuclear waste.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying them. Nobody cares. Stop selling shoes.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's sports.
Tell everybody to suck it.
Get out of here.
All right, fine. We're going to take a break and we come back.
Bite me.
A brand new truth... Kiss his ass. A brand new truth and consequences coming up. She thinks he's cheating. We're going to try to find her. Find out if he is TNC, TRG, right after this.
Do you know what upstate troopers, teachers, and towel centers all have in common? They all listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.